Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The United Nations political chief is calling the Syrian government's airstrikes on a suburb of Damascus a war crime. Some 100 people were killed over the weekend in the suburb of Douma. It was one of the deadliest attacks since the Syrian crisis began in 2011.
Also today, word that militants from the self-proclaimed Islamic State in Syria have conducted another beheading. Their victim this time was the most prominent Syrian government archaeologist in the ancient town of Palmyra. Khalid al-Assad was 81 years old. He was in charge of archaeological excavations in Palmyra. Amr al-Azam knew the man. Al-Azam is a history professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio and a member of the Syrian opposition. Professor, you and Khalid al-Assad both worked for the Syrian Antiquities Agency years ago, and you say that ISIS militants displayed his body on one of the town's Roman columns. They hung a sign on his body. Can you tell us what that sign said?
It calls him the apostate Khalid Muhammad al-Assad, a pro-regime supporter. But it also references the crimes that are listed that he's supposed to have committed, include him having represented Syria in conferences held by the unbelievers, his visit to Iran apparently is mentioned here as a misdeed that he's been accused of, and he would have been known to ISIS, so he would have been a target right from the very start.
So what's, broadly speaking, he retired in 2003. He obviously has a very prominent position and a high profile. But what's the point in going after somebody like this, an 81-year-old man who no longer had a major role but a reputation?
Totally punitive. And in fact, if you think the fact that the way he was executed, the fact that there was no major high production video of the atrocity like they normally do, tells me that this was more for local consumption rather than international consumption. This was not directed at the world. And they may well be surprised that the rest of the world has reacted with so much outpouring and that he's made all the news outlets. Everybody knows who he is.
What was his reputation there?
Let me put it very simply. You couldn't do anything in Palmyra with regards to archaeology or cultural heritage or even tourism to a certain extent without having him involved in some way. So he was a very prominent member or face, if you want, or figure in Palmyra for many, many years, for decades.
So the effect of his being publicly beheaded and his body being hanged from a Roman column in Palmyra is what?
If you want to understand who Khalid was, think of someone who's lived his entire life in Palmyra, who's dedicated his entire life to working in this city, who knows every little nook and cranny of the archaeological areas in the city, and is very, very knowledgeable. And that huge repository of knowledge and information is now lost to us. And it's not the kind of information you can necessarily find by reading a book or attending a lecture. This is practical knowledge acquired over decades of physical and personal experience, and that's gone to us. And we'll never get it back.
Why does somebody like this stay in Palmyra if he thinks he might be targeted?
It's a very good question. I can only guess. Part of it must have been the fact that maybe coming from a very important, prominent family in Palmyra, that maybe he would be spared, he would be safe. Maybe he thought his age would spare him. But I think deep down, and knowing what kind of man he was Palmyra. It was all about him and his connection to the city and to the ruins. And maybe he, having lived and worked his entire life and been associated with the excavation and the restoration of this city, that having lived there in his entire life, he would also want to die there. And unfortunately, he did.
Well, thank you for telling us about this man, 81-year-old Khalid al-Assad, who was the most prominent antiquities scholar in the ancient town of Palmyra in Syria. Amr al-Azam, history professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio and a member of the Syrian opposition. Thank you again.
Thank you.